Durable Goods Orders Tumbled in September. By John Carney on October 24, 2019. The struggles of the U.S. manufacturing sector were on clear display in the Commerce Department's report on durable goods orders in September. Orders for durable goods, those expected to last 3 years or more, fell in September, the Commerce Department said Thursday. Orders fell 1.1% last month, the first monthly decline since May and April. Compared with a year ago, orders are down 5.6%, the worst drop-off since the summer of 2016. Transportation orders can be volatile month to month, so many economists strip this category out for a clearer look at sector. Excluding transportation, orders were down a smaller 0.3%. It is likely that the ongoing grounding of Boeing's 737 MAX and the strike by General Motors workers exacerbated the big decline in transportation orders. Commercial plane orders were down 12%. New autos and parts orders fell 1.6%. Defense orders can also be lumpy, exaggerating the ups and downs of the manufacturing sector. Excluding defense, orders were down 1.2%. Orders of metals were up 1.5%. Fabricated metal product orders, however, declined. Machinery orders rose 0.2%, a welcome respite from the declines in the previous 2 months. Orders for so-called core goods, seen as a proxy for business investment because the category excludes both aircraft and defense orders, fell for the second month in a row. This highlights the widely reported decline in business investment, which is becoming a drag on the economy. There may be some evidence in the data from the very strong 6.4% growth in this category back in July. Shipments for core capital goods fell 0.7% in September following a flat August and a 0.7% decline in July. These results will factor into third-quarter economic growth, reducing the gauge for non-residential investment. It is likely that they will give new ammunition to those on the Federal Reserve seeking another cut at the next week's meeting. After this morning's advanced durable manufacturing report from the U.S. Census Bureau, this morning's new home sales and construction costs from the U.S. Census Bureau, and the National Association of Realtors' existing home sales release on Monday, the NOCAST of real gross private domestic investment growth decreased from 0.3% to 0.0%, the Atlanta Fed said Thursday. The Atlanta Fed's GDPNOW model, which aims to measure economic growth based on the latest data, was unchanged at 1.8% despite the disappointing durable goods figures. A slight silver lining to the otherwise dim report, August's overall new orders figure was revised up from 0.2% growth to 0.3% growth.